Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. And I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And if you want to holler at us, the number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call in to talk to me and Miss 100% is 646-929-2037. And, of course, we're very sociable. We want you to go to our Smooth Drama site, join our Yahoo group, get to know us, hit us up on social networks. On Twitter, you can follow me. I am Smooth Drama. And Facebook, my yearbook, tagged everywhere else. You can hit me up. I'm Dick Hugger or Smooth Drama Radio. Hit me up. Add me. I'll add you back. I promise. But I know y'all ain't trying to holler at me. You trying to holler at my illustrious co-host. Tell them, illustrious co-host, where they can catch you at.
They can reach me on Facebook at this 100% spelled out. They can email me on your Yahoo, this 100% spelled out, or I'm not on BS at yahoo.com. You can follow me on Twitter at 100%. Or on tag as Miss Short Thing.
Miss Short Thing with a shake weight.
No, but we not about to talk about this.
I've got a shake weight.
Wow.
You know shake weights, they have a mirror where you close the finger. It is really, really interesting.
Moving right along.
You know how I do. I have to start off talking about at least once a week my favorite state of Florida, and how there's just something just is not right there. And it maybe it's in the air, it's in the water, or something. You know, this is that time of the year that I don't really care too much for, because that's when folks is crazy, out of their minds. You know, these holidays make folks just lose their damn mind. Case in point, y'all know the end of this week, Black Friday, is supposed to be the biggest shopping day of the year, starting off the Christmas shopping season and whatnot. There's people in Florida right now who are in line. They have pitched tents in front of Best Buy in St. Petersburg. They started last week, and they're going to sit there until they open up the doors that Friday morning. Mm-hmm. Yes, a woman and three families. They went out there last Wednesday, and they're like, you know what? We gonna get in.
Right. All to be the first one in line and then have a mob behind you hit the shit out of you so that they can be the first one inside the door so that they can all fight over one item.
Well, it's probably two or three.
Maybe two or three.
You get a you have TV and another toaster, because you can never have enough toasters, right?
You can never have enough TVs, I guess. I mean, it's not enough to have one in every room, but now you need two in every room.
Well, you need, because you have a chance to watch games and surround sound. That's what it is. Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I just remember last year somebody died because of that. So we'll hope that they're a little more civilized this year.
I actually love this time of year, but the over commercialization of the whole thing that takes away from the good part of, you know, the holiday season and being with all of the different quote unquote specials and deals, people lose their mind spending money that they don't even have on kids that don't even appreciate what they're getting. I mean, really? It's like the reason for the season is no longer appreciated. It's just now it's about getting, you know, the newest thing or being the first person
in line for 9 days.
Yes, that just to get the newest thing and then to say, yeah, I got it, but I got a couple of my teeth knocked out. What?
Hey, well, they could have did, like, you could have got, like, the Illinois man who pleaded guilty in Rhode Island last week. He was shipping penis enlargers to diabetes patients as part of a Medicare fraud. It was a scheme. It cost between $1 and $2.5 million from 2005-2009. So...
wow. So exactly what was the scam?
Well, what he would do was he would get Medicare beneficiaries through his medical equipment company, Plan Elder Care, and he would persuade them to provide their Medicare information by offering them free medical equipment and supplies. And so he targeted arthritis and diabetes patients through telemarketing. So what would happen is once they signed up and put their information in, he would then ship them penis enlargers. Yeah. And then he would charge Medicare $284 for each one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just still trying to see where the scam, because that's what the other companies do anyway.
Well,
when say you can get it and you don't have to pay for it, Medicare will pay for it. The only part that's not a scam, I guess, is that they're a registered business and this man wasn't, but they do it. They do the same thing.
Yeah, but normally it's because you request it. Like, if you see it, you don't have to pay for the chair, whatnot, your Medicare pays for it. I mean, if I'm in the wheelchair, I want a new wheelchair, not a penis enlarger.
Yeah, you would be surprised at the stuff that they call them.
I wouldn't be shocked. I'm just saying that normally it's about what you ask for, not to just... every time you go to the mailbox, it's another penis enlarger.
Okay, so he was placing cold calls to Medicare, people on Medicare, and he was promising one thing, but then what they got in the mail was a penis pump.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. Oh, okay. Well, there's him thinking that this is something that they said, yeah, I want a penis pump.
Yeah.
Then he was charging Medicare for
it. Yeah, see, now what he would do is he would purchase a $26 penis enlarger from an adult website and then repackage them and ship them to patients with information claiming the erectile pump helped bladder control, urinary flow, and prostate comfort. Yep.
Huh.
Kind of funny. And I'm sure it may have worked for some, but I'm sure there were some ladies that were, like, receiving them, like, well, hello, I don't have a penis.
That's a wild story.
Now, you think about it. You put in your information. You're expecting to receive, like, the diabetes patients, they use the strips and they use the thumb finger.
Yeah.
And so instead of getting strips and thumb prickers, you just keep receiving penis pumps. Like, yo, dog, I got 3 already. I need some damn strips.
Wow.
Woo! Exactly. Kind of funny. It just shows you the length that people will go to run a scam. But, you know, me, myself, I try to stay away from that type of stuff. And I actually, I got a breakdown right now, 100, to you and everybody listening. I'm having a hard time with no NBA. College basketball is cool, but, you know, it's not the level of ball that I'm used to. So I've been digging in the crates trying to find stuff to occupy my time, and I found one. Don't judge me. Semen therapy. You know, I saw it and it seemed kind of interesting. It was saying that for people out there, ingesting healthy semen regularly is healthy. And this is from the good people over at SemenTherapy.com. They say semen helps with pregnancy. Not that we would have never known that. Or it may prevent and treat cancer. And shockingly, Ms. 100%, men benefit from donating semen. And for the homies out there listening, this is for you. Vaginal fluid is like semen. And semen can be used as skin cream.
You know what? I'm just laughing. These people, whoever they are, SemenTherapy.com or whatever, you are some nasty fuck. Nasty.
Hey, they're talking about the benefits, the healthy benefits of semen.
Okay, wait a minute. Did we just do a report couple weeks ago by real doctors who actually said that oral sex and I'll just put it out there, swallowing a person's semen to actually be linked to throat cancer? So how then do they come back and say, oh, it's good for you to swallow?
I think these are doctors who are dealing with, because they make it known that it's about healthy sperm and non-healthy sperm. So if you have healthy sperm, it is good for you.
Yes.
And if you have unhealthy sperm or unhealthy vaginal fluid, it is not good for you. Yes. Bet you didn't know that, did you?
I tell you what. Let's try to get the people who put the report out about throat cancer and these people on at the same time to kind of create a debate to see, you know. I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah, I'm thinking they probably would never be in the same room together.
I'll just say that. It sounds like it would be a very interesting.
Well, I guess Chocolate says you, so they can't count on you as a customer?
Hell no. Hell to the no.
All right. You're making me, and I think you're missing out as tonight for all those people who are checking out my face that's made for radio on smoothdrama.com, I have debuted my brand new hat. I've got new gear. My swag is at an all-time high. I have an owl hat. You ain't ready. You are not ready.
Congratulations.
Oh, it's no congratulations. I'm just saying that I'm upping my animal repertoire. I'm the animal spirit that surrounds me right now.
Yeah, that's right.
It my animal spirit swag is at a high, an all-time high. Not only do I have animal bling, but now I got an animal hat. What?
Okay.
You can't see me, because I can see you in the dark. Yeah, I know.
That knows.
Yeah. On that note, we're going to take a break here, since nobody's feeling my owl bling. I'm cool. I'm gonna get my own stimuli. So y'all just hang on for a second. This is, because I'm corny like that. This is Shy Stimuli. Hang on.
When I was 5 years old, I realized there was a road. At the end, I would win lots of pots and gold. Turned six, learned quick, but I lost control. Around seven, the devil tried to bottle my soul. Then at 8 or 9, I saw I had a crazy mind. Turned 10, wrote my first lazy rhyme with no pen. Figured out I wasn't like the other kids when I was young. Teacher asked me what I want to be when I hit 21. I said I want to see 21, start my own business, stack funds, live life until my living is done. Teacher could see I was bright, now I wasn't a fool. As smart as I was, I always seemed to fail in school. My friends had friends, but I had fans up in the stands, ready to dance to my newest jam. My respect was increasing, my brains did the opposite. Even on top of the world, how could I forget? Young man acting a fool, all the while I'm telling kids do good in school. I couldn't afford a polo top. My friends rocking polo boots, polo shirts, and polo socks. I feel different. I think about it every day. Took me a while to notice I'm different in a good way. I got a deal with myself to stay strong and beg nobody for help. I'm doing shows all around. I'm training on the underground to perfect my mainstream sound. I feel blessed in a state of depression. At rock bottom, my mom just got a check. Speaking of mom's, yeah, she stay right beside me. Even when she mad, I know she gon' provide me with food. Uniform to rock to school, always gas me up like, you think you cool? Don't forget little sis, she got a little tricks for getting me in trouble, but it's all good. Don't forget Brooklyn when I go Hollywood. I will never forget that it's all hood. Now family, ha, that's another story. They be wildin' out like them cats on Maury. They wasn't even thinking about me a year ago. See me on YouTube and they be like, yo, tryna get back in contact because I'm buzzing. Do I know you? Man, you buggin', I'm your cousin. I sit back and laugh because we humans are strong, but ain't nothing stronger than cash. Hip-hop changed my life in a big way. Now my mind is sharp like a switchblade. I wanna be able to say I got it made. Get paid, rich stay, just like pages in which I write on. I'll show and prove, just cut the mic on. My flow is tight, son, get my mic on. Got cats scratching their head like it's lights on. Got bright ideas like it's lights on when I think. Don't forget the past, cause right now I'm glad like the Ziploc bags. Maybe one day I'll leave and be cool with my dad. And now I'm 13 going in on beats. I'm way ahead of my time with the stuff that I speak. And I know you probably like, man, that kid sound deep. This is the continuation of my soul to keep.
Let's go. Ask the astronomical, better than lots of dudes twice his age. I'm amazed we paying all kinds of dues to the game. It's a shame y'all sitting and counting views, trying to rate something you gotta feel. If I confuse you, I'm sorry, but this track takes me back to days of Marvin Gaye, music Donny Hathaway, way beyond the accolades. No big exaggerating, clapping the fours and macking with whores. I'm passing the torch. This reminds me of myself at a younger age. I hated crackers, but they helped with my hunger pains. No pun intended. Moved from Brownsville, ducking strays. I wasn't meant to be the hardest. Started tucking blades, and my mother said that we was wildin' when they cut up hay. And every other day was coming up with other ways I could get some love and praise before I touched the grave. I'm on a mission like a nigga that was once a slave, and now he's living with the pain of his fam dying, hands tied, father whipped, sister raped, brother sold, verses bound to come out sick. Y'all be on some other shit, killing and sparking, refilling your cartridges. You see, I got the will of a Spartan, and I got 300 scriptures with a spiritual target. I had an aim to get my disc up in Target and Best Buy. Yes, I'm halfway mad, hate I've been dodging. Is it a problem? No gangs I'm involved in. What would these rappers do if my daddy would have sprayed in a condom? They wouldn't have no one to follow, so the game could evolve. And the way that they rob my flows, I'll be stopping then, starting then, switching up, fucking up, trip, slip, start again, chart my spins, check my fuse. Look at me, look at you, to keep my soul hot it is. Gonna lose, he is not, stop, he won't, kill, he will, overdue. Is it time? Simple minds they have, tell me who the fuck else, man.
Together you gotta be
smooth.
Together you gotta be smooth.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Shy Stimuli. Hang on. Are we really hanging on now? Or are you hanging off? Yeah, I know. I'm tripping. Anyway. Y'all know I like to question what our rights are and what our rights should be. And I found the story about a Georgia factory worker who claims in a federal lawsuit he was fired after he refused to wear a 666 sticker he feared would doom him to eternal damnation. I guess they in the factory they put up signs saying and stick everybody wears a sticker for every day that there's not an accident. You know, I've heard of that before. And I guess when the factory got to 666 days, Mr. Billy Hyatt, who is a devout Christian, or says he's a devout Christian, said, he can't do it. And I guess as it got to the 600, he got really nervous. And when he got to 666, he said, I can't do it. He sought his manager out, who said that his beliefs were ridiculous and that he should wear the sticker or serve a three-day suspension. He took the three-day suspension and was fired. Had a human resource meeting several days later, filed his complaint, and he's suing the company. Lawsuit seeking punitive damages and back pay. You know, basically saying keep his job or abandon his religious beliefs. What you think?
You asking personal?
Yes, ma'am. I'm asking you.
Well, personally, I understand where he's coming from, and I understand everything about it. So, first of all, I don't think that they had a right to fire him over not wearing a sticker. And then to say, okay, if you don't wear it, you're going to get suspended. But then to fire him after saying that they were only going to suspend him. So, but then there's the whole thing about you have a right to your religious belief, and they're supposed to honor this. And I've seen situations like that happen on where working for a certain company, a very large corporation, there were Muslims were allowed to leave at certain, they were allowed to take their lunch, but then at other times of the day, they were allowed to leave again for another hour for prayer, whereas Christians weren't allowed to read their Bibles in the break rooms because people found it to be offensive. So if you can't, if you're going to respect the religious beliefs of one group, you need to respect the religious beliefs of another group. I don't care how ridiculous you think it seems, that's not up to you to determine whether or not another person's religious beliefs are ridiculous, because it's really none of your business. It's not a personal thing for you. That's something for them. It's personal to the individual. So why is it that in this country we're asked to believe or to give more attention to religious, certain religious groups than other religious groups? If you're not going to respect the rights of all of them, then don't respect the rights of any. That's just my opinion. And if anybody knows, you know, anything about Christian belief, they do, we do believe in that number, and there's great significance in that number. And if he chose not to honor that number, that is part of his religious belief, which can be found in the Holy Bible. So you can't force a person to do something that's against their religious belief. Like, either do it or you're fired, or either do it or you're suspended. Okay, well, I'll take suspension, but now you're going to fire me because of my religious belief. So I believe that he has a good lawsuit.
Yeah, I guess it's going to depend on who his lawyer is and who the judge is and how bad they want to stick it to that company.
Yeah. I mean, what all he's asking for is punitive damages or, you know, back pay or whatever, but it's not like he's asking, you know, for half the company or nothing like that.
Well,
he's just asking for what he was lost or his losses because of being fired unjustly.
Hold on now. Punitive damages, that can, it depends on what the punitive number is.
Well, right. So, okay, let's say, for instance, I have a job making $75,000 a year, and I get fired unjustly. My cost of living is up that high because I have a house, I have car notes, I have this, I have that. So you're able to take care of your business while you have that job, but then you fire unjustly. So now you go in the hole. So that means that he is, in my opinion, he should be able to get punitive damages because now he can't pay his mortgage, he can't pay his car note, he can't feed his kids. You know, he can't clothe his children, so that's part of punitive damage.
All right. Well, I mean, we'll see.
I'm just saying. I mean,
I will be following this one to see how it shakes out.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't win, just for the simple fact that people don't like Christians because they just don't like Christians. You know, but
I don't think we have that real problem here in America. That
I do.
It'd be out of America sentiment more than a sentiment here. I think that's an argument for a whole another day. The whole not liking Christians. I'm thinking it's these in my face contradictory, hypocritical Christian.
Yes, people need to understand there's a difference between being a Christian and being a fanatic of your own doctrine and labeling it being a Christian. That's a whole different dog.
Right, and we won't get into that today.
Yeah.
You know, we gonna go there one of these days because I can't help it. Now, a topic talking about freedoms, whatnot. There's a man in my old hometown in New Orleans who wants to help reduce crime in the French Quarter in New Orleans. And so he installed cameras around his home. And he ran into a problem because he went to the New Orleans police to register them. And so he says he has cameras all around his front place. So what he decided to do is he set up a database of police by creating a website, and all his neighbors have to do is log on and register their cameras, and it will give the New Orleans Police Department information they can use, meaning access to their cameras and all the footage within.
They ought to string his ass up.
String him up. Why would we string him up?
First of all, who told you that you are in charge of policing other citizens?
Well, here's the issue. In New Orleans, the crime rate is high.
Uh-huh.
You know, the murder rate is high. Crime is ridiculous. And where he's at in the French Quarter, it's a high tourist area. There's a lot of traffic. There's a whole lot of crime. There's a couple of streets that you don't go down in the streets.
Yeah. But to make up a way for the police to invade our privacy is not, or invade their privacy, because we don't live here. But mm-hmm. that is not the way to reduce crime. Because first of all, if crime hasn't been reduced by him putting cameras around his home and all of that different kind of stuff, thieves are thieves, murders are murders, blah, blah, you know, so forth and so forth. So what makes this man think that people are going to stop being criminal just because they put up, you know, just because he puts up cameras and things like that? That's not going to stop anything. Anything is just going to hurt.
Well, see, for me, it's the old story of the martial law coming
yeah.
through, because you have people, individuals who are so fearful, and the conditions are created where you're so scared that I'm gonna put up cameras, and if people know we have cameras, then maybe they won't commit crimes. But what they keep forgetting, 100, is that normally the majority of criminals are not smart individuals, and they're committing the crime because they are foolish and are trying to create, you know, commit foolish acts anyway, approach to committing foolish acts. So it's not going to work. I mean, it's like we always talk about what our dumbasses. You can't explain it.
You gotta make crazy be crazy.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And speaking of crazy,
for being a dumbass.
Right. And speaking of crazy, Boris Johnson. Don't know who Boris Johnson is, do you? Boris Johnson is a man who, because the London is not passing the EU's, the European Union pollution standard, he is spraying a calcium-based solution which makes the pollution in the air stick to the ground. So basically, he's spraying it in the air, and it comes down to the ground where we humans are. So instead of being up in the clouds, whatnot, it's just all on your shoes. All.
Now, why is he doing it?
So that they don't get in trouble with the European Union's air quality standards.
that don't really make sense.
Well, if it's not in the air, they are passing.
But meanwhile, people are getting sick and dying because of what he's doing.
Technically, not yet, but 5 years from now.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Eventually, people are just going to start dropping like flies because of this nut.
Well, they will start developing all kinds of chest ailments, breathing problems. I'm thinking sleep apnea, lung cancer, things of that nature will probably be a tad bit more prevalent 5 years from now. So we're looking at about 2015, 2016, when we'll see the effect of gluing the pollution to the ground.
Wow, that is just amazing.
It's awesome, ain't it?
He is a good.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a good.
World-class moron.
No, he's smart. He's calculated. The people, and see, this is where I always say it's about the people and understanding. Look, this is a dude who is sticking it to you. In your town.
To affect him as well?
I'm guessing that where he's praying, he don't live.
Shit. Like, I mean, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because just people are just so crazy now.
Well,
they're just doing anything that they feel like doing. People are just so out of control.
Selfish is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Yeah, selfish is definitely at an all-time high. And, you know, you talk about being cocky and whatnot. I mean, I'm sure everybody's seen or heard about it. If you haven't, the pepper spray incident out here, Northern California, UC Davis, where an officer in riot gear is blasting pepper spray into the faces of seated protesters.
Yeah.
Seated protesters.
Uh-huh.
They're sitting down, and I'm thinking when you're sitting down, you're not really hurting anybody. You're not swinging. You're not breaking anything. You're just sitting, and homie's like, yeah, you know what? I'm tired of this. She starts spraying pepper spray in their faces while they're sitting there.
Yeah, I saw that. And I thought it was just horrible myself. Looking at it, it just makes you just want to just beat the snot out of this dude. But then making it real clear, not saying that I agree with his actions, but there's something that people don't realize. When people were marching for civil rights and stuff like that, and they were doing peaceful protests, look what happened to them. And did these people actually think that they would be able to do this Occupy protest without facing any type of danger or harm or anything like that? If you are doing something that is going to change the United States, and when you do something like that, you need to already know that you're probably going to end up giving your life for it in some way, shape, or form. And I'm just wondering if they thought that they were just going to go there and chill out and, you know, do what they do, and just in that be that. Or were they prepared for it in their minds and their hearts that some of us may not make it back home?
Well, and here's the thing. I think they understand that most the majority of people, If you're protesting something, you strongly believe in it, although we know there are some people who are bandwagon protesters, And we know there's also the agent provocateurs who are part of the protest.
Right.
And I think they understand that there's going to be some resistance. My focus is on this punk-ass officer who sprays people who aren't even doing anything. Now, see, this is the same cat that probably wouldn't spray on the Occupy people who weren't sitting down and holding hands. See, you got to understand the mentality of the bully. You know, the bully wants to fight people who can't fight.
Right.
Yeah, he's not looking to get at people who are trying to do something. You know, I'd be remiss if I don't mention when we go back to the civil rights. They normally went after Martin Luther King's nonviolent chapters.
Right.
They didn't go after the guys who was like, yeah, we're gonna fight back.
Right. And that's why I was making a comparison, because when they were marching and protesting for civil rights, they actually prepared themselves. They didn't just go out and, you know, organize. They prepared themselves before they went out.
Well, I think they were prepared. Everybody knows the cops. I mean, the cops are pretty consistent. They gonna fuck you over. On that note, we gonna go to speaking of cops fucking you over and the sentiment around the country, the anger. This is Killer Mike. Burn.
Everybody stay nonviolent, baby. Stay nonviolent, man. Stay nonviolent.
Get a job, but I can get arrested. Thought shit was changing with this black president shit. My bitch got me fucked up, going to get tested. Cause while I was locked up, she was living wrecked. Just another ordeal a real nigga gotta deal with. If you on the bottom right now, you gotta feel this. I know that you're frustrated and you wanna kill shit. Stockpile your weapons, cause that day just might come real quick.
Mother fucker down. I will burn, mother fucker, down.
Minutes later, protesters then took over the intersection at 14th and Broadway in a standoff with police. The crowd continued to express their outrage over the shooting death of Oscar Grant. Oscar
they say
Grant.
The cop wrote a letter apologizing to Oscar. Guess they say I'm wrong, cause I still say drop them. Police in the ghetto, they is killing niggas daily. But when we get to busting back, they say that we crazy. Prisons overcrowded and schools is too. Cause they undereducate you and got a place for you. Yeah, niggas go to prison, the new way slavery. Now you knowin' why they undereducate your baby.
Mother fucker down. I will burn. Mother fucker down.
They say get a job, you can think and grow rich. But what are you to do when the dollar ain't worth shit? And the jobs ain't hiring, unemployment is gone. They gon' repo your car and foreclose your home. Me, I suggest you get yourself a shotgun. So when they come to evict, you can make them run. The banks got bailed out, but we still suffering. So I got a gun, cause I done had enough of them.
Mother fucker down. I will burn.
Down.
They say love Jesus and listen to your pastor, but Jesus told the truth and the pastor's a lying bastard. All he talk about is economic elevation, and all Jesus talked about was soul salvation. Jesus sat with the sick and he walked with the poor, and if he gave blood for our sins, why we giving more? I got some gangster disciples in church with me tonight, with $5 worth of gas and a matchbook to light.
Motherfucker. I will burn, motherfucker.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Killer Mike. Burn. But we being remiss if we don't say, as he said, I will burn this motherfucker down. I think that's the sentiment out there, 100.
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's the sentiment out there. Very interesting video too. You know, I mean, there's some real stuff in there about the sentiment that's out there with people, and I think because that spirit is out there and people just don't care, it doesn't matter. So the police coming at me, they don't give a damn. It's not like we got anything anyway. Shit ain't going good for me, so how much worse can it be?
Right, you have nothing to lose.
Right. And speaking of nothing to lose, for people who have no brain cells to lose anyway, talk about these dumbasses of the week.
All right. Would you like me to go first?
If you would like to go first, Ms. 100%, I am precious enough to let you.
Okay. So I want to talk about Michael Kelly from Salisbury, North Carolina. This happened a while back, but I don't think that anybody heard about it. But it was a crazy story. He was arrested on April 1st for speeding when an April Fool's joke went horribly wrong. According to Rowan County deputies, he was noticed. They first noticed him running a red light, and then they started following him, and then he started going faster, and his speed reached up to 120 miles an hour. Finally, when they caught up with him, they arrested him and took him into custody. And while they were arresting him, he was saying, you know, he was speeding because he was trying to get home. And because he had received a phone call saying that his 9-year-old son was missing, and the person on the phone was frantic and yelling. And he was in processing, and the officer, or the deputy, had his phone. Phone rang and answered it, and it was the guy's mother. And after talking to the guy's mother, found out that this was an April Fool's joke that his mother thought would be really fun to tell him that his 9-year-old son was missing. So she's my dumbass of the week.
She should have just went to jail. That shit's not funny.
He went to jail instead of her. So.
Yeah, that could put a break in the mother son relationship.
Yeah.
Anyway, mine coincidentally is a tad bit more recent, but it involves DUI. It's a Illinois teenager, Olivia Christina Ornelas, who was extremely intoxicated and crashed her car because she was extremely upset because her boyfriend did not take her to see the new Twilight movie.
Wow.
You know, when I hear about people like that, you get drunk and you're mad and you're hurt because you didn't get to see a movie on the first night that it came out. You are a dumbass, truly. Because I'm thinking they let single people in.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah, just taking the guess that if she would have showed up and tried to buy a ticket, they wouldn't have said, hey, you know what? You ain't with your boyfriend. You can't get in.
Nah, your boyfriend didn't bring you. Now you can't come up in here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and so when you think about people like that, I just shake my head. I don't know. You know, and it's like this next guy, Sepp Blatter, who is sorry for his comments about racism. Sepp Blatter is involved in the Sports Federation over in England, and he says that, hey, you know what? You can shake hands and racism will go away. Racial discrimination could be settled with a handshake. Period. That's all it takes.
Poor thing. You're just so naive and jaded. And what country is it? What world is it in?
Not mine.
Sorry.
Well, because there's an outroar. Because people are like, oh my God, no! Handshakes cannot end discrimination.
You know what? I'm so sick and tired of people saying stuff and then going back and saying, I'm sorry, just because somebody else is upset by what you say. If you felt that strongly, that strong when you made the statement, why apologize for it, even if people don't agree with it? I mean, maybe people don't understand what he's trying to say, or maybe somehow what he was saying got misconstrued somehow. You know, maybe. But why do people keep apologizing for every little thing as if, first of all, it's not going to make matters better by apologizing for it because it's already done, it's already said. But if you feel it and you say it, why apologize for it? Who did it hurt by him saying that? That didn't cause anybody to die or get hurt or anything by him saying that. It just made him look stupid.
Right. But, you know, we talking about looking stupid. talk about looking stupid, you got to understand it's like, speaking of looking stupid, there's a couple stories, just sad. Y'all know how I feel about the people who can't not happy with themselves. This in Florida, this woman who's accused of injecting a substance containing cement, tire sealant, and other substances into a woman's butt. You know, because people want the butt enhancement. And that's not the only place. There's a woman in Georgia who she is locked up because she was injecting silicone. Just straight silicone that she was buying from Home Depot into people's asses so that they can get bigger.
Wow.
And you know, her clientele was exotic dancers. And you think about this, folks trying to get what they don't have, and going through dangerous routes to get it. They're not looking in the mirror and they're not happy. And I don't know if anybody's seen the pictures, but it's like, I'm sorry to say it, it's like the Michael Jackson effect, where they don't look natural. This woman has twig legs and she's got hips that look like old parachute pants.
That's the picture of the woman who did it.
Yeah, exactly.
She looks like that naturally.
Okay, well, maybe. All I know is if she looks like that, whatever she got, I don't want it.
Okay, all right, but I'm about to put this out there. I'm about to say it. Get ready for it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Blow your computer.
Blow it.
That's what y'all guys like. They want a real small way. Y'all want a real tiny woman with a badonkadonk on her. Not understanding that when you get a big booty and big boobs, other big stuff come along with it too. Everybody is not going to have a real small waist and real flat stomach with a big old gigantic behind. But that's what guys want. So then what happens is women feel like they got to have it so that they can compete with other women. So that's why they do stuff like that. But I mean, you say you don't like it. It don't look right. Don't look right to me either. It looks crazy. But 9 times out of 10, it's going to be, you're going to find a lot of guys that say that that's what they like. It's unrealistic, but that's what they like.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know too many people that don't like a nice ass, but it's like the breast enhancement. When it gets from nice size breasts and nice size ass to, come on, dog, that ain't real. It's they're ridiculously big. They sit out. They can't fit in anything, and it's just protruding out ridiculously. I mean, look, this is
not just to be honest with you. I've seen now. You see the woman's picture. Now take both of her cheeks, multiply them, and put one on each side. And I've seen a person like that, and it's a real behind.
Okay.
And so it's out there.
I know it's out there, and that's cool.
Y'all want it dragging the ground.
No. But like I said, there's nothing like a nice ass. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, when the ass is the size of my desk, you know, that's a tad bit too much. And like you said, it's women who are out there trying to compete with not real women, but with stuff they see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is not natural or real. You can't compete with Photoshop.
Yeah.
you compete with Photoshop and people who think in Photoshop is real. I mean, I can make anybody look like they got the biggest in the world on Photoshop. And so I just find it sad when people are getting cement and silicone injected in them. They don't care about their health just so they can look good for a minute. Just for a minute.
Make it flat for y'all, because that's what y'all like. Make it flat.
Yeah, but is that making it clap for that minute worth it?
It's obviously different.
Okay, well.
It's worth their life, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, because the guy, after you die, boo, he's going to find another one.
It's somebody where he got 10 just like
him. Yeah. That's anyway, we not going to be on the air this Thursday, Thanksgiving, so y'all enjoy your turkey day. Don't kill nobody, and don't say that around Native Americans because they hate you. Wow. I'm just going to get AKA after Earworm from Miss 100%. Y'all enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll holler at you later. We smooth drama and we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth.